Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm sorry, Ron. I can't get away from most famous people of the 20th century. Maybe I'm just stuck in the 20th century. I'm actually stuck in the 70s, perpetually, and for the rest of my life.
Times, it's a good place to be stuck.
You were talking about... Time. Yeah, it was great. Elvis's...
Dad, 45 years ago today.
His death, yeah. 45 years ago today. Here's Time Magazine's 100 Persons of the 20th Century. You ready for this?
Yep.
Under artists and entertainers, and nowhere on here is Elvis. You can't make a 20th century best of without him.
No.
You can't.
You can't.
Louis Armstrong, great. Lucille Ball, yes. The Beatles, you mentioned. Marlon Brando. Coco Chanel, the designer. Right? Chanel? You know, Chanel.
I wouldn't have come up with that name if he'd have given me a million names.
Charlie Chaplin?
Big time.
He was large. You covered his...
Here we go.
You covered his first game, Ron. Lee Corbusier? An architect? You ever heard of him?
Never did.
Tell me an architect was bigger than Elvis Presley.
I can't.
And then Bob Dylan. I won't argue with that one. But then they go to heroes and icons, and they have Ali... They have Bruce Lee, Marilyn Monroe, and still he doesn't make it. Jackie Robinson and Pele, Mother Teresa, Bill Wilson, the founder of AA.
No Sinatra.
No Sinatra and no Elvis.
That's unbelievable.
What are they doing, Ron? Is it too late to write a column ripping them? I'm gonna. Sigmund Freud is on here.
Sigmund Freud.
Was he a fraud?
That's just a play on the name. I have no idea.
You ever have a Freudian slip, Ron?
I've had a zillion slips starting with Ron Jeremy. That's my all-time.
Was that a Freudian slip?
That's my all-time slip. All time.
Oh.
I misspoke 100 times plus on this show since we've been starting it. All those years ago, but that was the greatest misspoke, whatever.
The greatest in many different ways. I don't know. This list is you can't
all from
have
me
one.
Saying that
you
Elvis
can't have one.
Died 45 years ago today.
No Elvis, no Sinatra. Then your list doesn't count. Sorry, Ron. Yesterday, I think I opened your eyes a little bit with my prediction for NFL MVP.
This Trey is a man, Lance, you said.
This is a man who played 17 college games. I wasn't aware of that till today because the pandemic year he only played one, and he started 16 the year before, I believe, with the bowl game or whatever they were in.
Where did he go to college?
North Dakota State, I think it was. Somewhere like that, somewhere in Carson Wentz territory.
Right.
And he's also an instructive story. You pick a guy that high. He was picked third overall. He's got to get in games, or at least he has to be the backup, and he was. Now, I think Garoppolo was out for a little while last year, but Lance played in six games. They made special packages for him. He got a couple starts, and now he's the guy. And Jimmy Garoppolo has basically just been, he's an outcast.
Wait, the move
there.
Or be cut?
Not even allowed really to be around his teammates. But here's Louis Riddick, who I like a lot from ESPN. You ready to hear this, Ron?
Let's go.
It's hard for me, Michael, to stay composed about this young man. I'm just telling you, look, I think he represents the best of both worlds in terms of the guy who can create with his legs and pick up first downs like this, be a design quarterback runner, or a guy who can just launch the football down the field and threaten every blade of grass on the field, which we all know that defensive coordinators hate, and they absolutely have nightmares when you're talking about defending quarterbacks. I said earlier in the offseason, he is my long shot MVP candidate.
Yes!
Wow.
Long shot MVP type winner. I think here going into his second year, if the trend can continue to go up in the manner in which it is, from OTAs to mini camps to early training camp to preseason games to now throughout the early part of the season, if that trend can continue to rise, the people around him stay healthy, we know that Kyle Shanahan is going to do his part as far as putting him in the best possible situations to succeed, because he has a lot invested in this young man for what he gave up in draft capital to get him. Trey Lance has the character, and he has the athletic ability, and he has the quarterbacking ability to take this league by storm in a manner in which we haven't seen since, should I say, 2017, 18, right around the time Patrick Mahomes burst onto the scene.
Wow.
He has that kind of that kind of overall ability. It's just a matter of whether or not he can call on it consistently the way in which Patrick did when he took over the reins in Kansas City. I know that right there is going to get a whole lot of probably people jumping in my mentions unnecessarily. But, you know, I don't really care. I don't care about that kind of thing. I've been saying this about this guy. I am giddy about Trey Lance and his prospects. And the game against Green Bay did nothing to kind of, you know, douse any water on that fire that's burning.
That fire is burning, Ron.
I still got to see it, though, Joe.
Well,
I mean,
we had to see Mahomes, too. We did in Heinz Field early that season, didn't we?
Yes. I mean, compare him to Mahomes, really, before he plays is amazing. He likes his skill.
He does. I mean, why not? If that's what he sees. And in this game, he was 4 for 5, 92 yards, a touchdown, perfect passer rating. Had one run. Nobody knew Mahomes was Mahomes.
Why didn't he play more last year instead of Garoppolo?
Because they took a year to develop him because he hardly played any college football.
I gotcha.
I think that would be the reason. I love Kyle Shanahan. I think he's a great coach in, well, every game except the Super Bowl where he's had a couple of issues. But I think he's a great coach. And the other thing
that's
that
pretty
Trey
high
Lance,
praise by a very respected Lewis Riddick.
Yeah. And a very respected me.
Now, did he? I'm not going to go there, but. Did he also predict Jacksonville would go to the Super Bowl against Detroit?
No. I never said that.
You did. You said it would be Jacksonville-Detroit.
I joked about that yesterday. I
said
Jacksonville for sure. No.
I thought you said two of the four teams that have never been to the Super Bowl are going to the Super Bowl.
That was tongue-in-cheek, Ron.
All right.
Jacksonville's only tongue,
there's a lot of people out there. We can ask tomorrow morning with Chelsea Messenger. A lot of people are betting on Detroit.
I want to hear who's the bet in the NFC. Who is the bet in the NFC? Green Bay, Tampa Bay?
How about the Rams?
The Rams. And I bet San Fran's going to get some. Here's the other thing he has going for him. He opens his career against the Bears, followed by the Seahawks.
Two good teams to play against early on.
I'll say. Who would you rate? Let me see what MVP odds are right now, Ron. I'm sorry I'm doing a lot of this real time. I'm very excited.
It's got to be Mahomes, I would think, or Rodgers. Again, Mahomes, Rodgers.
I'm going to guess that Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah, there you go.
And Vegas Insider does indeed have Josh Allen as
the favorite.
I think he's my pick. You?
Mahomes.
I mean, I'm going to say Trey Lance,
Riddick
said.
I thought you picked him to be
MVP. He's my long shot MVP pick. Okay. I have two picks.
So give me the
So I'll look like a genius. I pick Lance?
That's like Pompey.
I'm not picking
that's
yet.
That's like Pompey Annie does. You know,
I'm
going to
give
couple.
You a pick and a long shot pick, Ron. Let me just read you the odds.
All right.
Josh Allen plus 650. I still don't know what that means, by the way.
I'm not sure.
Why don't I know what that means? We asked Chelsea to define it.
I don't know either.
It means if.
You bet 100, do you win 650?
Steiny, you a betting guy?
No, I can't help you on this one.
So all three of us are sitting here not knowing what plus 650 means. I'm ashamed of myself. I asked Chelsea Messenger to define it. But much like my whole scholastic career, Ron, when I asked the teacher
to... It goes in one ear and out The other.
Why is that? Well, in
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Focus is not good.
I was embarrassed to have asked the question, and then no matter what the teacher said, I shake my head. Yes, thank you. I didn't know. I
didn't even hear the answer.
Right.
All right, give me the odds, Allen.
Then Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, Justin Herbert. Those are your top five. Joe Burrow at plus 1,200 would be a great bet, even though I don't know what plus 1,200 means. Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, are you blanking kidding me? Derek Carr, Derek Henry at plus 4,000 would be a great vote, don't you think?
Yeah, except usually it's quarterbacks that win it.
Followed by?
Mitchell Trubisky.
I'll tell you about him in a minute. Followed by Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance, who are both ahead of Jonathan Taylor and Cooper Kupp. So the wise guys have Lance at least in a respectable position.
Right, right.
Ahead of Taylor and Kupp.
It's usually quarterback.
Mitchell Trubisky is five spots below Cooper Kupp, below Kirk Cousins, Mac Jones, Tua, and Matt Ryan. How about that, Ron?
All right, so
I'm going to give you, and the other people who appear on the list, just if you're interested in a long shot, Deshaun Watson, don't think so, Carson Wentz, Devontae Adams, Nick Chubb, Jamar Chase, Jared Goff. I'm going to give you your pick and your long shot pick. Please proceed.
Well, my pick is Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And long shot, I guess I'll go Trevor Lawrence.
I love that pick, and congratulations to you. I wish I had your pick.
That would be my guy.
That's a great selection. Derek Carr is plus 2,500, says Donnie Football. I thought Donnie Football, when he texted me, was going to define what the hell that means.
Now, you have Herbert as the number fifth guy, so I guess it wouldn't be a long shot. I think he has a real chance to win.
Oh, yeah. Well, all those guys.
Because I think I'm picking the Chargers to win it all.
I'm picking Josh Allen. I think he's the best player in the NFL. But
now,
right next
healthy?
To him.
Can he stay healthy?
He has so far, but he is a little bit, what's the word?
Dangerous. Reckless.
Risky.
Reckless,
yeah.
Is the
reckless
word.
Is
reckless
a word.
Is the perfect word.
Joe Burrow is right behind him. Joe Burrow should have been the MVP of the league last year. And I'm not including their playoff run, obviously. You can't. What he did in the regular season, if you break down the numbers.
Right.
And you look at the fact he led Cincy to a division
but
title.
But see, he's not a long shot, though.
No, he's not. But I'm saying as my regular MVP, Josh Allen, with Joe Burrow just a hair behind
and then,
him, Ron.
And
a
then,
hair.
And then Lance is your
long shot.
Long shot.
Yeah. Although, he's in the top 15.
Well,
Vegas has him in the top 15.
Still something of a long shot.
And we haven't done our official picks. I might change that.
Oh, you always change. You're a flip-flopper.
Would you put money on Derek Carr at plus 2,800?
Not a bad call. I like him.
How about Derek
now
Henry?
Now he's got Devontae Adams there too now, right?
If you had the two Derricks, Carr or Henry, who are you picking?
I'd pick the quarterback every day. When's the last running back that's won it? Not many. Not many running backs have won Player of the Year.
I'm truly glad you asked
There's
me that.
There's a few, but not many.
And I want you to entertain the masses while I look
it's
that up.
It's almost always the quarterback.
Let's see. It was Rodgers, Jackson, Mahomes, Matt Ryan. Forgot he won it. Cam Newton won that award.
Yep.
Rodgers, again, the last running back was Adrian Peterson in 2012.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. Who was before him?
LaDainian Tomlinson, back-to-back running backs.
That's unusual.
Tomlinson and Sean Alexander. Sean Alexander.
That was Seattle, right?
Yes, and I believe they were in the Super Bowl that year.
He played against the Steelers.
Your Pittsburgh Steelers. Marshall Faulk won it. So five times so far this century, Ron. So 20% of the time it's been a running back.
Yeah,
which isn't horrible.
I would still bet on the quarterback.
So would I, except that Derrick Henry is capable of having another historic season.
Indy too, Taylor.
Terrell Davis won it. Barry Sanders won it. Emmett Smith, Thurman Thomas. Who's the last defensive player to win it, Ron?
Lawrence Taylor, 86.
Very, very good.
And before him, I think it was Alan Page, if I'm not mistaken.
Boomer Esiason won this thing?
Was Alan Page the previous defensive player?
I'm having fluctuations on the left side of my chest.
Don't have a heart attack on me.
I think it's a muscle situation from golf. However, if I do drop, Ron, would you save me?
I'd be out the door saying, call 911, call 911.
Steiny, would you run in here? What are you guys going to both leave me laying here?
I mean, I could offer some initial aid, but we'd have to call in the professionals.
Yeah, right.
Burt Jones, and then a kicker, Ron. A kicker won the MVP. What is that fluctuating thing in my left chest thing? Something's happening.
It's like flipping.
Yeah, it's like a little...
Forget
flutter.
About your
it's
heart attack. Tell me, Alan Page, was he the previous defensive winner?
Yes.
60.
He was. 71.
71.
The same year his line mate ran the wrong way for a touchdown.
Two defensive players have won it basically in the last 50 years.
Yes. I think two all time.
Lawrence Taylor.
Why don't they give it to a defensive player, Ron?
I can still see Belichick's admiration for Lawrence Taylor. He coached him with the New York Football Giants when someone said, well, you're going up against Khalil Mack this year. Does he remind you a little bit of Lawrence Taylor? And the look on Belichick's face is, well, you're talking about Lawrence Taylor. You're talking about Lawrence Taylor. He said it like three times. You're talking about Lawrence Taylor like there was no one ever to be put in that category.
Right. And they, whoever voted in the for the 1982 NFL MVP should have been stripped of all voting rights for that. For the Hall of Fame, they should have been stripped of credentials to every
NFL
stadium.
Who's that, Ralph Benerska? Who was it?
Mark Blanking Mosley.
Yeah, that's right.
A straight-on kicker for Washington. Are you kidding me, Ron? Lawrence Taylor was a Defensive Player of the Year, and Dan Fouts should have been that year.
You would have think either one of those guys.
What a joke. What were they thinking, Ron?
I don't know.
Have you ever voted for NFL MVP?
I have not.
Have you voted for any NFL awards?
I have not. Other than the Steelers, you know, Rookie of the Year, MVP, Good Guy Award. No, I only vote for baseball.
Well, I guess in 82, Dan Fouts was the best quarterback with 17 touchdowns and 11 picks. That'll tell you everything.
Boy,
it was a strike-abbreviated year.
The game has changed, hasn't it?
Just a little. All right, Ron. You wrote a very intriguing column today. We talked about this. We touched on it yesterday. I want to get people's opinions, invite you into the conversation here. It's pretty clear right now that Pitt has passed up Penn State on the football field. Now, does that mean overall program? Are we talking about the future? What does that mean? I mean, right now, whoever is watching college football, observing and voting on things just like this, thinks Pitt's better than Penn State, period. They've passed Penn State on the football field. At least it would appear that way. Do you agree? And what do you have to say about this situation? We'll get Ron to talk about his column today, and hopefully we'll talk to you. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can join Chris Mack from the Fan Morning Show at Donaldson's Crossroads from 1 to 2 p.m. Friday, August 19th, collecting stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS event on August 22nd, thanks to Zamias Properties. All right. I flew out of a golf cart, not intended, last week. Was ejected from one accidentally. Joe Patochnik was driving. It certainly wasn't his fault. It was on a grassy knoll that it happened out at a golf course. But the point of the story is when I looked up from the ground, there was Joe steering the golf cart to safety. This is a man who doesn't panic in hairy situations. He simply doesn't. And that's why if you're going to enlist for a home project, which is a big, big deal, can get a little hairy, I might say, Joe's the perfect guy. He's been doing this for 42 years. I can speak to the work they do at JP Roofing and Siding. They've been out to the house on multiple occasions. My friend A-Rod, Andrew Rodriguez, laid out the plan for my wife and I, and then they executed it like a good game plan in football. Give them a call, $500 off any roofing or siding installation. You can ask about 100% financing. Mostly, though, you can have the priceless peace of mind that the job is going to get done correctly. Give them a call, 412-829-7711. That's 412-829-7711.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.